This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.
Forbidden Knowledge Television.
This is logged in on November 25th, 2023. Eastern Standard Time. Sensitive material has been breached and it is now in front of the public. This is very sensitive documentation and the world will be in total chaos if leaked, and it is now leaked. All of it. Not one document, all of it. Place of exploitation. Forbidden Knowledge Television. This must be stopped.
What's happening? What's happening? This is Billy Carson, aka Forbidden Knowledge. Welcome to this pop-up podcast. It's actually my night for my normal podcast. However, I'm coming to you about an hour early tonight. So with that being said, throwing people off just a little bit, but I'm here and I am live, and I'm going to give you the Anunnaki premiere update as to what happened, how it went down. Was it a success? What people had to say, what the responses were, and how many people showed up. And I'll also drop some knowledge on you tonight as well. Okay. And while people are kind of loading in, again, make sure you guys click the like button. What's up, Romania? Romania is in the house. Somebody said, what do I think about Pumapunku? I'm headed to Pumapunku next year. I'm taking people on a tour to Pumapunku. All right. So it's going to be an amazing trip to Pumapunku. I'm just reading some comments in here in the live chat. Blake Cousins is in the house. What's up, Blake Cousins? The Cousins brothers. Third phase of Moon. They're actually nominated for Producer of the Year at the Forbidden Conscious Awards. So make sure you guys go to ForbiddenKnowledge.com and vote for Third Phase of Moon. Check out their documentaries on Amazon Prime. And by the way, I didn't forget about you, Blake. I'm going to hit you guys up now that I'm back in town so we can set something up to record the next documentary. All right. Anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for chiming in. Make sure you guys click the like button and share this video so we can get the algorithm going. And, you know, I get a lot of questions in the sometimes, you know, how come you're not debating anybody? Listen to me. Do you guys understand that I'm Billy Carson? I'm not debating clout chasers. I'm not going to waste my energy debating people that have no following, no anything, just trying to catch the algorithm with my name. They know that by getting Billy Carson into some type of a negative, low frequency conversation, and their hopes it will bring them popularity and likes and views and fame, and in some cases, generate them some money. So no, I don't do that. And yes, I have been in debates before. I've been on ABC News debating against an actual reverend. And that just aired not too long ago. As a matter of fact, you can watch it because they allowed us to run a copy of it on Forbidden Knowledge TV. So, yes, I do that, but I don't go after clout chasers. Clout chasers are the absolute worst. People that look to capitalize on other people's popularity, name, and influence for the sake of pushing themselves forward because they themselves don't have any true, real knowledge. So they have to use some kind of a gimmick to get themselves ahead. You see, one thing that I learned in life about this dimension here, this third dimension on this planet in this universe, We're suffering from a mental illness on this planet, and I mean everyone on this planet. This planet is suffering from a mental illness. Every single human being on this planet, including me, has a form of mental illness in some way, shape, or form. There's no way to get around it. Some people, the mental illness is in areas where it comes to social media, trolling, hating. A lot of people have mental illness when it comes to competition and consumption. There's mental illness in consumerism. There's mental illness in everything, right? And so in assessing this, I began to realize that we're talking about a planet full of mentally ill people, and all of us need help in some way, shape, or form. So it's not that I'm putting anybody down. It's just an absolute fact. And so you have a group of people that their mental illness is competition. Their mental illness is envy. Their mental illness is jealousy. And they take that mental illness to the next level, to the absolute next level. And when they do that, what they're doing is they are feeding dark energy, right? So since this planet or this universe is based off of consumption, something must consume something else. But people on this planet have taken it to outside of the natural state of being, outside of nature. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not waking up going, let me go see what so-and-so posted because I've got to top them and I've got to do better than them. And I can't let them get ahead of me because I don't wake up in the morning going, oh my God, I got to get on here. I got to comment on this guy's post. I got to tell him something. I've got to dog him out. I've got to put something negative in there. I have to attack him. I got to send my followers to his account to attack his followers. I don't wake up thinking like that. That's why I am who I am. That's why I am who I am. You see, these people that are focused on consumption and competition and aggressive behaviors and I got to get better than him. And why come he getting this? And why come he over here? And why come he doing that over there? And I can't even get 10 views. You see, their focus is wrong. Let me tell you something about envy. Since this is a teaching moment here, before we get into the Anunnaki premiere, let me tell you something about envy. Envy is the thief of personal progress. Envy is the thief of personal progress. When you operate from a mindset of envy, jealousy, aggressive levels of competition, all you're doing is you are pushing away all of your blessings. You're pushing away all of your abundance. You're pushing away all of the love. It's like you take a magnet and you reverse the poles. What happens? They get pushed apart. You need to learn how to attract. You need to learn how to bring things into your reality tunnel. You see, you need to learn how to be able to create and manifest your own reality and not try to ride on the coattails of others. Don't try to capitalize off of other people's situations. And when you see people doing good, you should celebrate those people because it then creates a high vibrational frequency, which then attracts more high vibrational things back toward you. People aren't getting it out here. Some people, not all, some people just don't get it. How come he's getting to, you see, how come he's on all these podcasts? Why come he making documentaries now? How come he making TV shows? I manifested it. You see, every day when I wake up, my only focus is to become better than I was the day before. That's my only focus. My only focus is to become better than I was the day before. That's all I focus on. You see, there is no other competition out there except for myself. Shout out to my wife, Elizabeth, in the live chat. There is no other competition for myself other than me. Every day, my business goal is to drive my business forward and make it better than it was the day before. I'm not going, Gaia has a TV system, a TV network just like mine, and Chicken Soup for the Soul and Curiosity TV. Let me check these guys out and see what they're doing. I got to be better than them. I got to be better than Unified TV. All these are in the same, we're all in the same category of streaming TV network with this type of content. I'm not battling against these people. I'm not battling against Gaia. I'm not battling against Unified and Curiosity Stream. I wish them the best. Matter of fact, I collaborate with them. I do business with them. You see, I have an abundance mindset. So from an abundance mindset, my mind is telling me that it never runs out, that there's unlimited abundance that exists throughout the entire universe, and I'm tapping into it. Now, you take another person with a lack of abundance mindset. Oh my God, they got 700,000 subscribers. I need to beat them. And every time I talk to somebody, I'm going to try to tear that company down. I'm going to tell them this and that and their employees and their owners and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tear them down. I'm going to badmouth them and bad talk them everywhere I go. You see? That's a person that doesn't believe that they're worthy of abundance. They don't believe that the universe can provide enough. So they, from their competitive mindset, their toxic competitive mindset, they want to pull down what appears to be competition. There is no competition. There's only collaboration. Until you figure that out, until you figure out collaboration, you're going to be hell-bent and focused on the wrong things in life. You're going to be focused on how come you not debating nobody? And we need to have a debate. I tried to debate Billy Carson and I want to debate him. And how come he's getting so big? And how come he got nice houses and nice cars? And why he going on vacations? You see, your mind, you, all that energy that you drove into that, you took it away from your own self. And now you just told the universe, oh, the universe is saying, oh, this guy, he doesn't believe in abundance. He doesn't think there's enough for him or her too. You know what? Let's withdraw abundance and send them dark energy. Let's send them the frequency that they're vibrating on. You will receive that frequency until you flip your switch, sir, ma'am. That's what the universe says. And you'll continue to get absolutely nothing but trauma and drama out of your life at every turn. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, every time you turn around, it'll be a problem. And you'll be like, how come I'm not getting anywhere? How come nothing's working out for me? How come I can't get as big as I thought I can get? Because you're focused on the wrong things. You haven't learned how to attract. You haven't learned how to manifest properly. You've gotten to a toxic competitive mindset and you think that's the route to go because you've been programmed to think that's the route to go. Look how they do presidential races, presidential elections. It's a farce. There is nobody running for president. They're doing crap campaigns or trying to take down or tear down their competitor. There is no campaign. There's not one campaign that exists. All they do is get on the mic and say, this guy or this lady has been doing this and that, 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 and they don't do this. And since they've been in this, this is what happened to the economy and blah, 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 blah. They never get up there and really truthfully tell you who they are, what their heart feels, what emotions that they go through, how they see the world, what plans do they have for themselves and the world, what changes they would like to see happen, how they plan on trying to make some things happen, what challenges do they face. Do you don't see anybody getting up there having a heartfelt conversation with the general public in these poly tricks. It's garbage. And when you pull the same thing, the same tactics, the takedown and attack tactics, you're doing the same thing as a poly trickster. No different. No different. Same clown, different outfit. Maybe Bobby Kennedy might be the only one. Might be the only one. But you see what I'm saying? One more example before I get into the topic of the day. LeBron James Sr., whether you like him or not, the guy played for 20 years and sacrificed his body for 20 years. He invested $3 million a year in his body. And he's still better than most players that are 20 years old. What he lost in age, they never even had. Is he the greatest player of all time? I'm not in that debate. I can care less. But what I do know is he has a son. His son, Bronny Jr., LeBron James Jr., he wants to be in the NBA. It's his personal dream. It's his personal goal. It's not influenced by his father or his mother. It's something that he chose and he decided he wanted to do. Kid goes to college, ends up getting a heart attack, unfortunately, due to myocarditis. That's a whole nother podcast. We know what myocarditis means, right? Jabberwowskis. He recovers from that and still decides he wants to be an NBA basketball player. That's his lifelong dream. This man set goals and chased his goals and now made himself eligible for the NBA draft. Why am I bringing this up? Because this kid, this child that has had a father in his household his entire life, a black father, no doubt. And I'm going to bring it up because that's a very important point. A black father in the house with him, raising him every step of the way, encouraging him, nurturing him, supporting him, being there for him, flying around from one side of the country to another side of the country just to be able to see his son play a game and fly back to another NBA game. Whatever he had to do, he was there as much as he possibly could be throughout his son's developmental process and training him personally and everything else. And I see tons of people, a lot of them of color, attacking this kid in droves. You suck. You're garbage. You're no good. NBA draft. Ha, ha, ha. Smiley face. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Sportscasters. No good. Can't make it. Not right. Blah, 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 blah. Does anybody say to themselves, this is a kid that doesn't have to work a day in his life. His dad's a billionaire and chose the hard road, the tough road, to try to create his own name for himself and had goals and now is trying to achieve his own goals. Whether you're a fan or not, you say, hey, man, I wish you the best. Send positive energy. Why is anybody sending negative energy to a kid that's trying to do his best? This is why people end up on drugs and drinking and depressed and suicide and everything else. And they go, I wonder what happened to so-and-so. And then you have the fanatics. It must be an Illuminati sacrifice. No, dummies. The kid's been mentally ill and mentally tortured from everybody. So every time I see a LeBron James post, I'm not a fan. I send a like button. I click a like button. Hey, he scored 13 points today. Hey, he did pretty good in the combine today. Whatever I see on my sports feed. If I like it, I click the like button. I send positive energy. Why am I sending negative energy to a child? Think of how sick in the mind a person has to be. And if you're one of them, take a minute and catch yourself and realize, yeah, man, I sent negative energy to a kid that's trying to live his dreams. What's wrong with me? We got to start looking in the mirror and realizing, this toxic competitive energy, toxic envy, toxic jealousy. It's a mental illness, and we got to break out of it. Like, we really, really got to break out of it. We got to start thinking. I mean, when I see Black people commenting on this guy's on the ESPN post or an NBA post about this kid, tearing him down and destroying him. This kid's got a father, grew up in the house with the father, never had 10 babies daddies growing up around him or nothing like that. Support, being showing up at games, showing up at practices, showing up in college, whatever it is. These people are billionaires. They don't even gotta do this kind of stuff. But no, they attack, tear down. It's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment. That's what it is. It's an embarrassment to the human race that we treat people like this and we do things like this, that we attack people that we don't even know. We treat them like they're less than anything. We have to wake up. Stop being attracted to dark energy. Stop sending me DMs and messages. So-and-so wants to do this with you and so-and-so says this about you. Stop falling for the divide and conquer tactics and the hate. It's a disease. It's dark energy. And when you turn around and you realize everything around you is dark and falling apart and collapsing and is always a problem for every solution, you're going to sit back and remember this conversation because I told you it's you that's doing this to you and nobody else. You're falling victim and prey to your own toxic thoughts. Dr. Amen calls them ants, automatic negative thoughts. And that's what the majority of this planet has fallen victim and prey to every single day. Look at the Civil War going on. You got the rap Civil War. It's embarrassing. Every single day, this one said this one about that one. And then people scurry to hear the next one. Oh, this one, now he said this about this rapper. And now this rapper is saying this about this guy. And look at this. Oh my God, can you tell, can you see, can you break down these lyrics about what he said about this guy now? And then you got people doing podcasts about people attacking people. Are you kidding me? This is entertainment? This is what gets you cooking? Yeah. And then you turn around and everything's collapsing and falling apart around you. Your car's breaking down. You're getting laid off from your job. You're getting replaced by a damn AI robot. Your wife is cheating on you. Your dog just died. You're running out of money. Your bills ain't paid. All this is happening. You can't pay your kid's college tuition. You got two babies, daddies, four babies, dad. All these things are happening all around you. But you're chasing after this stuff and you can't figure out why your life is like that. Your life is like that because of you. The universe is a mirror. It's going to give you back what you're putting out, period. If you're putting out hate, envy, greed, jealousy, if that's what you're putting out, you're going to get it back. It's going to put the mirror up right in front of you and reflect it right back on you like a boomerang, period. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop the frequency. And when you realize this and you make the adjustments and change, then your life will begin to change. But while you're not realizing it, when you don't have any awareness to your own mental illness, it will continue to haunt you in a way that you can't figure out exactly what's happening. And you're like, damn, I just can't seem to get over this hump. I just can't seem to live my dreams. I'm living okay, but there's more that I want to do and I can't get to it. Or I want to. You got to do one thing. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. It's only us that destroys ourselves. Nobody else. When you get angry at somebody, it's a punishment that you give to your own self. It's a punishment. You're giving your own self a punishment. You're literally attacking yourself with your own hormones to make yourself angry against somebody else. Like I said, we're all suffering from mental illness in some way, shape, or form, including myself. It's a fact. It's an absolute fact. And there's no way around it. So, with that being said, let's get back to what the topic was for the night. Sometimes you just got to snap. Sometimes you got to snap, crackle, and pop. All right? Because we have a long way to go as people on this planet. Matter of fact, when I was at the Anunnaki premiere, that's one of the things I talked about. The fact that we have to end all these civil wars that are going on. We got the rap civil war. We got the sportscaster civil war. We got the comedian civil war. It's an atrocity, man. It, for me, maybe not you. Everybody sees things differently, but I'm downright embarrassed. And people say, well, who are you embarrassed to? For the human race. When I see things like that go completely viral and out of and completely spiral out of control to the point where it's dominating everyone's mind 24/7. It's like a baby that's learning how to walk and the baby falls down. We were doing good. We're making some progress. Poop, plop down. I'm like, damn, poof. Ah, we got to get back up again. We will. We'll get back up. I'm optimistic. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you just got to put stuff out there the way it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. We got to get back up, man. Because right now we're sitting on a dirty diaper. We're sitting down and we done plopped down on a dirty damn diaper. And it stinks. It absolutely stinks. We got to get up. And one last thing before I go on. For all the people that's always challenging, they got their own opinion that they want. They got their own opinion they want to get out there. They attack me. You got, this is what it is. And this is, if you have your own opinion, I have a solution for you. Build your following. Dedicate your life to that belief that you have and that information that you have. Build your following and speak it to the world and put it out in every format you can. Sacrifice everything. Walk away from your job like I did. Walk away from my call center company that I owned. I was a part owner in. And dive straight in and take all your accounts off of private mode. Take your Instagram off of private. They're always on private. Take your Instagram account off private and your TikTok off of private and your Facebook off of private. Your YouTube account, post stuff. They have no videos, but they got the most to say. They got zero videos. They got nothing. They post pictures of a cat sucking on a doggone toy or something. That's the most they've been able to put out to the world. But they got all these opinions and comments, but they have produced nothing to the world. Nothing. People got the most opinions and have sacrificed none of their personal life to helping to educate and put out their perspective or what they feel is accurate to the world. They haven't invested a penny into it. Not a penny. If you have an opinion, that's great. I guess, and guess what? Your opinion will never come out of my mouth. That's something I can guarantee. Your opinion will never come out of my mouth. It's just not going to happen. And I'm not going to debate your clout chasers. And one of those guys is a damn rapist, raped a damn young girl, a teenager. And you want me to get this guy on a YouTube video and debate this guy so I can make him famous? A guy that rapes young women? Are you crazy? I would be completely insane to do something like that. It'll never happen. So anyway, with that being said, guys, let's get back to business. So we had the premiere of Anunnaki, Ancient Secrets Revealed. All right. Ancient Secrets Revealed. And that was this weekend just passed. We were live at the LA Live Regal IMAX in downtown Los Angeles. And let me tell you something. The people came out in droves. The people showed up and they showed out. They came out there looking great, smelling great, smiling great. We took a lot of great photos and we had a phenomenal time. Let me pull up some photos for you guys, give you guys a sneak peek of some of the photos here, some red carpet photos, just a couple of them that I did have. All right. So here's some people that came out. Some people drove from 10 hours, 5 hours, 12 hours. You know, some people were, of course, in the local area. Some people flew in town to come to this first live premiere of Anunnaki, Ancient Secrets Revealed. Great people showed up from all over the place. Here goes another photo of some of the fans that came out. We were just on the red carpet taking photos with a lot of the VIPs. All right. Just a great time. There go my, on the bottom photo, there's my good friend Jay Campbell and his wife, Monica Campbell, with myself, my wife, and my son, Gabe. There we go again. That's myself and my wife and my son, Gabe, right there. We just had a great, great time. And check this out. Right here, you can see I'm speaking to the audience because this is almost 800 people, by the way. This is the largest theater in the United States, the largest Regal theater in the United States. It holds 774 people, and it was sold out. People were in line trying to find out about how they can possibly get into this if somebody didn't show up to get their seat, somebody who paid, you know, see if they didn't show up. There was a line of people just for that. So it was very impressive because there is no other act. There was no opening act. There is no big name behind this. This is just Billy Carson, Forbidden Knowledge, Elizabeth Carson, and my son Gabe, and of course our beautiful team, Nikki, Charles, and Antonina, who did a phenomenal job helping us out over there. And of course, our other co-producer and co-writer, Caroline Corey, and our narrator, Alexis Brooks. And so, yeah, there's no, you know, Cat Williams wasn't here to make all these people show up. There was no money spent on marketing or ads. These people showed up because they believe in the brand. They believe in the vision, and they believe in the knowledge, and they want to get more of this knowledge. And the way that I break down the knowledge in this docuseries, I break it down in a way that they can comprehend it and they could become people that can go back now and be experts on it and go and share this information in a way that makes them sound like they know what the hell they're talking about, not like a tinfoil hat crazy person. This is a very, very exclusive educational series, extremely highly educational. It's Anunnaki Ancient Secrets Revealed. It's a very unique way of telling the story, and that I go back, and it's all based on ancient texts, tablets, cylindrical scrolls, papyruses, historical evidence, and verbal handed down histories from all around the world. And throughout the series, I do a job of educating you. And so it's very informative. It's packed with information, packed with knowledge, packed with sources. You can take things that I'm saying and you can literally go and Google them and look them up, so that you can become a researcher. My ultimate goal behind this is for that to happen, for everyone to become a researcher. Let me show you a quick clip. Let me see if I have a quick video, a short video clip of myself in here. Let me see if there's a little video clip in here talking and addressing the audience. At every premiere, I speak for 1 hour. Here's a short 1 minute clip. Check this out. We can go up to type 5. We haven't even gotten to 1. We have a long way to go. And that's with us achieving the capability of going from a horse buggy and carriage to putting remote control cars on Mars in less than 100 years. All right, and we still haven't reached type 1 yet. And the thing that's holding us back is the polytricks, the dogma, and the race wars, and the divide and conquer tactics. Those things are our biggest weaknesses that we have as human beings on this planet. And I'm hoping that a series like this will begin to break those barriers down and get us to see us for who we truly are, and get us to start loving one another like our brother and sister, and treating everyone with respect and dignity as we all deserve to be treated, okay? I mean, it's an old statement, but it's so true. I think that we're like, humanity is like, some of you heard me say before, we're like a baby. We're like a baby learning how to crawl. Now. All right, so just a clip. I speak for 1 hour at every destination. I'm going to drop a link. There are a few more locations that we're going to with the IMAX. I just dropped a link into the live chat. So the next stop is Atlanta. I was just informed that Atlanta was sold out, but two couples refunded their tickets because they can't make it to the premiere. There were four VIP tickets, so four VIPs had to back out at the last minute because they have a situation that they have to deal with. So there are only four VIP tickets left for the Atlanta that was completely sold out. We told them that we would try to help them move those tickets. So if you go to the link I just dropped, you can go to Atlanta, but you'll only be able to buy a VIP ticket. The VIP ticket gives you a meet and greet, photos on the red carpet, maybe an interview. I can sign your books. And then, of course, you have first dibs on Q&A, because after the docuseries ends, then I do a question and answer for about an hour, and we take the Q&A from the VIPs first, and then everybody else after that. So we got to talk to a lot of the VIPs. They get a chance to ask their questions there live at the cinema. So that's Atlanta. After Atlanta, we're going to Detroit. So Detroit's going to be incredible, okay? Detroit, I'm looking forward to. Detroit is going to be incredible. Detroit is two things actually happening at once. We'll be at the Imagine IMAX Cinema in Detroit, that's where we did the Black Knight Satellite live premiere 2 years ago. We'll be back in Detroit at the Imagine. That theater is almost sold out, so you need to click that same link if you want to see me in Detroit. It's almost sold out. And then also, there's another event going on in Detroit that same weekend, and that is a private mentor meet and greet. So if you want to come to my private mentor meet and greet, that's a very small group. I mean, extremely small. So this is something that I do once a year. I started first. The first year was last year in Detroit. I'll drop the link for you here now. It's a very private setting, a very small, intimate setting, where I'm doing 2 hours of mentoring and teaching. And then we have a spiritual advisor there, as well as Elizabeth talking about some biohacking. But the majority of the time, I'm teaching and talking and answering a lot of questions. It's a private mentoring, very small, very private. It's only a few people. I just dropped the link there as well. If you want to meet me at that location, I dropped the link. You can get a ticket for the private mentor meet and greet, where we're going to be teaching a lot of incredible things and answering a lot of questions and trying to get you to the next level right there on the spot. It's going to be an uplifting a little private workshop that we're going to have with a handful of people. OK, then from there, we go to Houston. I believe Houston might be sold out. There might only be one or two tickets left in Houston. You can check out that link to see if there's any tickets left in Houston, Texas. And then from Houston, we go to New York. New York has a few seats left, maybe about 5 or 8 seats left in New York. And then from New York, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and really Dania, which is really like Hollywood, South Fort Lauderdale. And then from Fort Lauderdale, we go to South Beach, to the Regal Cinema in South Beach. And that ends the tour right there. So we got a lot going on. I'll drop the link to these events again for you one more time. But let me tell you a little bit about what happened at the event. The event was incredible. First of all, everyone behaved like a complete, mature, sentient adult. There were nobody acting up. There was nobody doing dumb stuff. Nobody having attitudes or arguments. Everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do, acted like they were supposed to act, very respectful. People who knew that they couldn't get to the red carpet, if they leaned over the edge a little bit and I was able to sign some of their books, I did the best I could, signing as many extra books as I possibly could, talking to as many people as I could, shaking a lot of hands. Everybody was respectful of one another. It was just really good to see. And again, we had a great time. When the show ended, it was a standing ovation. Everyone was extremely excited. We had a Hollywood writer there, a guy that writes for Hollywood movies and TV series. As a matter of fact, I think one of his top TV series shows is Blackish, I believe. But he was there and he stayed from start to finish. And he contacted us later the next day and told us that it was absolutely amazing. The production was mind-blowing. And he said that he learned so much, it's going to take him weeks of Googling to go through everything and go down the research tunnel. So that was good to hear. All right. That was really, really good to hear. He had a great time. And this is from a guy that produces shows for HBO and BET and all these other big networks and so forth, Netflix. And he said, wow, the production was amazing. So you got to realize it's on an IMAX screen. So the production quality has to be approved. So it's got to be amazing to be on IMAX. You can't just say, I'm going to put my stuff on IMAX. Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult than that. It has to be a certain level of quality, a certain standard, and a certain production level before they can even accept it, because they're not going to put their name down, okay? And so it's produced on the highest level. It's one of our most expensive endeavors on Forbidden Knowledge TV in terms of production. And for people asking, well, what happens if you can't make it to a live premiere? It will air on Forbidden Knowledge TV with the number 4. So I highly recommend that you guys go and get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app, okay? Get the app and sign up for the app, because when you have the app, you'll get a notification that the show is on Forbidden Knowledge TV. And all of our subscribers on Forbidden Knowledge TV get to watch it. It's not a pay-per-view, okay? You can get to watch it once it airs on Forbidden Knowledge TV. So go ahead and get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on your app store. It's available on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Google Play, iOS App Store, Samsung TVs, and of course the web, 4BK.TV. All right, 4BK.TV. It's an app that you can download. It comes with a free 3-day trial. And I recommend you get the app now, get your free trial, and go binge watch My Egyptian Mystery School. It's the number one watched series on my platform, on my app, The Egyptian Mystery School, 39 episodes, 36 hours of teaching. And everything that I say, I show the receipt right on the screen. Everything that I'm telling you, the receipt is right there next to my face. Boom, 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 boom. 36 hours. 36 hours. Make sure you guys go and get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app. Okay. And other than that, you know, it's just a great year. We have a lot going on, obviously. The Tour of Turkey is sold out. So our Forbidden Tour of Turkey, which is coming up in September, and the Forbidden Tour of Egypt is sold out. We gave away one free trip to the Forbidden Tour of Egypt. And that person, we announced the winner last week. I'm looking forward to having them go live with us and talk about their experience from getting booked and getting out there and having the flight. Matter of fact, this is a 22 or 23 year old man. So we're talking about a young person. And this is his first time traveling out of the country. We walked him through the process of applying for his passport. This will be his first time getting a passport, first time traveling out of the country and all of that. So we'll be going live and taking little video clips with him a lot. I'm pretty sure his eyes are going to be like, bam, I can't believe this. He's going to have a great time. That's why we call it a scholarship. He's coming to get knowledge with us on the Forbidden Tour of Egypt. So we're going to open up our second Forbidden Tour of Egypt. This was the second. So the third one was going to be next year. We're going to open up for 2025. We'll open that up, and we're going to also open up our Peru. Okay, Peru is going to open up, and probably next week we're going to open up Peru. That's going to be our Forbidden Tour of Peru, and that's going to be Machu Picchu, Ollantaytambo, Sacsayhuaman, Rainbow Mountain. I mean, it's packed. It's power packed with a lot of stops. Pumapunku, Lake Titicaca, Tiwanaku, all of that. So we're kind of even going up into Bolivia. Okay. Davina, thank you for the tip. Says a big, huge Melo. Thank you to Billy Carson and Elizabeth Carson for their awesome and amazing work. Hey, thank you so much, Davina. We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for your support. So yeah, a lot of great stuff going on, guys. Check this out. I'm gonna play the trailer from Anunnaki real quick. I'm gonna play the trailer from the new TV series Anunnaki: Ancient Secrets Revealed.
In an era shrouded in the mist of time, within the vast expanse of an uncharted cosmos, emerged the genesis of humankind. How did the odyssey of humanity begin? What secrets lie within our primordial roots? As I began to research ancient cultures, I discovered something quite interesting. Most of these ancient cultures all believe that life originated in the Pleiades. When you look at the indigenous North Americans, the Mayans, the Aboriginal tribes of Australia, the Egyptians, and even the Japanese, they all claim that they were seeded on this planet by people from the Pleiades. How can people separated by so many thousands of miles in different continents have the same exact story? There must be some fact rooted in the myth. This is the saga of the Anunnaki and their ancient secrets revealed.
All right, that's just one of the trailers of many, and really excited about it. Looking forward to it. It's just an amazing, amazing docuseries. It is. This is going to be our foundation stone for Forbidden Knowledge TV app. And so this docuseries, it has unlimited episodes, unlimited seasons. For example, Ancient Aliens is on their 20th season. Now, I've been on Ancient Aliens. You know, I love those guys over there. 20 seasons. Hey, kudos. Amazing success. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it big, and we're going to have, unlimited seasons, unlimited episodes. It's just going to go on and on and on because the story is so massive. The story is so huge. It can't be told in one episode. It can't be told in 20 or 30 or 40 or even 1,000 episodes. And there will be a spinoff from this docuseries into a full-blown movie called Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki movie will have episodes, just like Star Wars has episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This Anunnaki movie will be a fictional movie based on actual facts, nonfiction. So you'll have the love stories and the drama and everything else in there, but it'll be based on actual tablets, scriptures, papyrus, cylinder scrolls, and verbal handed down histories and everything else from all around the world. And so that Anunnaki movie series is going to have episodes. So this is just going to continue to build and build and build as we take what's forbidden knowledge and make it common knowledge. That's the ultimate goal here in building out and putting out this information and giving people a different perspective of what may have happened in the ancient past. And I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to the second annual Forbidden Conscious Awards coming up in August. I'll drop the link to that. Make sure you check out the Forbidden Conscious Awards. There's only a few days left to vote for your favorite nominee. The nominees are listed there on the website. And the categories, let me go up here and look up here and give you some of the categories that we have on the Forbidden Conscious Awards, because there are 15, I believe, categories, or actually really 13, but two more are people that we're giving awards to that the House has voted on, like a Lifetime Achievement Award and a Disclosure for Humanity Award. But we have podcast host, author, entrepreneur, director, producer, music, television host, archaeologist, philanthropist, space anomaly hunter, health and wellness, social media influencer, spiritual leaders, motivational speakers. And then we have a Lifetime Achievement Award and a Disclosure for Humanity Award that we're giving out as well. So it's going to be a jam-packed evening. We're going to give people their flowers while they're still alive. And there are big names on that list. If you go to that link that I just dropped, you're going to see all the names. You'll recognize a lot of these people. They're pretty famous in the conscious community, if you want to call that, or esoteric community. But they've been grinding and working to have better humanity for decades. And so that's why last year I said, we got to do something for these people. And last year we had 1,200 people show up from all around the world to a black tie affair. And it was an amazing sight to see. It's a black tie red carpet. And this year it's going to be 1,800 people there, 1,800 people in the house at the second annual Forbidden Conscious Awards. Okay. I was wondering if I had the actual, here we go, 2024. Check this out, guys and gals.
Hey everyone, I'm Elizabeth Carson and I'm thrilled to introduce to you an extraordinary weekend event happening right here in Miami, Florida on August 3rd and 4th. It's none other than the second annual Forbidden Conscious Awards weekend. After the tremendous success of last year's event with over 1,200 attendees from around the globe, we knew we had to make this year's event even more spectacular. On Saturday, we have a captivating conference lined up featuring world-renowned speakers such as Muhammad Ibrahim, Merkaba 13, Robert Grant, Billy Carson, and a woman's panel hosted by yours truly. Following the conference, we'll set sail for a VIP yacht cruise at sunset, where you'll have the chance to mingle with your favorite nominees and celebrity guests, all hosted by 19 Keys. Sunday, August 4th, kicks off with a Forbidden Knowledge book publishing signing event, followed by the highly anticipated second annual Forbidden Conscious Awards. This is a red carpet affair, so come dressed to impress. Remember last year, we surprised a lucky guest with an Audi A4 during the awards, and this year, we're upping the ante with a chance to win a Mercedes-Benz. So make sure you secure your tickets early. This event is sure to sell out quickly. I cannot wait to see each and every one of you there for what promises to be an unforgettable weekend of education, inspiration, celebration, and glamour.
That's right. So it's an amazing award show. You can see it's on the next level. Some people have called it the Conscious Grammys, okay? So which is pretty cool. It's a high level event. It's a high level event. It's a 10-star event, you know, and I love it. I love it because we get to recognize people. We get to recognize people for what they've done for the world and how they're helping humanity. And I'm really excited to be able to continue to do this. And I made a commitment to do this ongoing every single year. We're going to have an award show for our community because we are supposed to validate ourselves. It's up to us to validate ourselves. We're going to stop waiting for mainstream to come in and say, hey, these guys got something going on here. Maybe we should take a look at it. No, I don't do that. I don't like the music on the radio. I made my own music. Been on Billboard. I've got tons of music awards on my wall upstairs. I make more money than most rappers in music, and I don't even go to clubs and hang out with popping bottles and all this crazy stuff. Go to tours, rap tours. But guess what? I got the plaques and I got the checks, more importantly. You see? I don't like what's happening on TV. I make my own TV shows. I don't like what's happening in movies. I make my own movies. See, it's all about solutions. How long are we going to continue to complain and not provide solutions to the problems? You don't like to watch the Grammys or the Oscars because you think it's unfair? I created my own Grammys and Oscars now. You see, we make our own and we don't wait for validation. We validate ourselves. And anybody who's against that, then they're the enemy. Anybody who thinks that's preposterous or dumb, then they're the enemy. That's Agent Smith. They're on the other side. They're pretending to be in the community, but they're really just glaring in to see what kind of agitations they can possibly cause. That's what it is. We are going to validate ourselves. We are going to hold ourselves up. We're going to hold ourselves accountable. We're going to uplift ourselves. We're going to award ourselves. There's no more waiting around. I'm not waiting for anybody. We were sent here to save ourselves, period, point blank. That means start providing solutions. I'm a solutions provider. People go, well, why come he got all these businesses? Why come he making money? Why come he got businesses? So you mean we should all just keep giving our money to billion-dollar toxic corporations and supporting their agendas? Or should somebody say, you know what? Let's pivot over here and create our own system, our own entertainment, our own information, our own awards, so we don't have to participate in the foolishness. So that our kids have something to see and watch that uplifts them and enlightens them and gives them some kind of information and knowledge, some kind of leadership. You see? So what is it? Which one is it going to be? Are we going to support Are we going to support the mainstream? Or are we going to support ourselves? That's what it comes down to. Are we going to support the mainstream or are we going to support ourselves? At the end of the day, the people that don't support themselves are the Agent Smiths that are in the house. That's what it comes up to. See, we have to change the way we think. And the next thing we got to do is we got to stop this race war. I'm sick and tired of this race war garbage. I'm sick and tired of it. You can fight racism without becoming a racist. I'm going to say it again. You can fight racism without becoming a racist. I have accounts dedicated just to fighting racism. I have posts that I've been posting over the years, which illuminates the dark energy and negativity behind racism. I have accounts that talk about and showcase police brutality. You probably didn't even know that. For years, big accounts, huge, huge accounts. But I don't succumb to the darkness. It's one thing to illuminate a situation so that people can see, that's not what we need to be doing. We need to do something else. But it's another thing to take that situation and illuminate it and then try to put yourself in a position to become the dominant one, where all of a sudden you're beating on your chest and it's you. What happens is, in a lot of situations in fighting racism, people become the racist that they're particularly trying to run from or expose. They in turn become the same racist that they were trying to get away from. And it's very easy to happen. And when you do that, you put yourself in a little tiny box. You put yourself in a little tiny box. At the end of the day, you still have to realize collaboration over competition, collaboration over envy, collaboration over jealousy, collaboration over white power, black power, Asian power, Indian power, indigenous power. It's called human power. That's what I support, human power. Wholeheartedly. The more we push an agenda of dominant race, I'm dominant, I'm number one. We're number one. It's just like going to church and listening to a pastor talk crap to you for 2-3 hours. You might as well go to church. Now you're creating your own dogma. You're talking garbage and then you're eating the garbage and swallowing it right back down your throat, pooping it out and putting it back right back in your mouth again. You can fight racism without becoming a racist. I've proved that. It's a problem that we're facing in all races. We're better. No, we're better. No, we're better. No, we were first. No, we were first. No, you were first. No, we. Stop. Stop it. At the end of the day, every human being on this planet is an alien. And this planet is a giant spaceship flying through the Milky Way galaxy, through the universe. If I were to strip away all the skin on your body, then pull away all the meat of the muscle, and then rip out the remaining skeleton that's there, and only leave the nervous system, all I would see is a brainstem and a whole bunch of nerve branches. And guess what, guys? I wouldn't be able to tell if you were black, white, red, green, blue, purple. I would have no clue. None. Zero. Zero. And something that I saw somebody mention about past lives in the live chat, people think that I believe in reincarnation, and a lot of people do actually. But they think that they come back in the same gender, they come back in the same race over and over again on a specific arrow of time, moving forward in time. I don't think so. Energy can't be destroyed. It can only be transformed. Second law of thermodynamics. And so what happens is that energy can be transformed. Once it transcends from this corporeal body to a higher dimension and then recoalesces as it's sent back into the third dimension, because at a higher dimension, you can see the past, present, and future all at once. You can be sent back, or your energy, your force can be sent back at any point in the past, present, or future, in any form. You can be the energy inside of a crystal. You can be inside of a molecule inside of a rock on the edge of a cliff. You can be inside of a blade of grass. You can be a worm. You can also be an eagle. Or you can be a hominid of some type. But the fact that there's this belief, which is really, in my opinion, doesn't make a lot of sense, is that you come back and you're always a man or you're always a woman and you're on this time arrow of time going forward in time. Boop, 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 boop. I don't think it's that simple. I really don't. Your energy can inhabit anything. Your energy can be inside of the atoms that make up this microphone. This microphone is a living thing. This microphone is actually alive. And you say, well, how is that possible? Man made that microphone. Man didn't make this microphone. Men don't make anything. What men do is they manipulate their environment. We learn how to take existing atoms that already exist, and we learn how to stack them up like Legos. We didn't make the atoms. They were here already. We stack those atoms like Legos, and during that process, we created this microphone to be a tool for us from elements that already existed since the beginning of time. We didn't make the microphone. It's not man-made. Okay? I'm going to answer this, guys, and then I got to roll out for dinner. Thank you for the donation, Mimi of Venus. Billy, do you have any advice for someone with a fantasia? I can see images in my mind. So to visualize and manifest, it's mostly feeling and knowing. Okay, yeah. So Mimi, it's a real thing. So I have synesthesia. This is something that I was born with. One in 100,000 people are born with synesthesia. It's a little similar. You have a slightly different version of it. So every sound that I hear creates in my eyes, which is why I wear shades a lot, it creates colors and numbers in my eyes. Not that anybody from the outside can see them. It's happening in my mind's eye, but it's there. And it can be very distracting and annoying at times. Sometimes the shades that I wear a lot of times, as I was having by me all the time, you know, they dull out some of the the extra, I guess, irritation, if you want to call it that, right? But so in your mind's eye, you have that, you can see images and so forth. That's a real thing that actually exists. I didn't know about my thing until I went and got diagnosed by a doctor. And I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was crazy when I started telling people what I was seeing from the time I was a little kid. And they were like, what? Stop it. And I was like, okay, I guess, I don't know, maybe they all do it and they don't want to talk about it. I thought people were here to talk about it. Come to find out, they just don't have it. It's a condition that Mary J. Blige has, Pharrell, Billy Joel, many, many people that you know of. A lot of them, you'll see them wearing shades a lot. They have synesthesia, and I'm one of them. So that's what you have is actually a real thing. And you are seeing things in your mind's eye. It's not an illusion. It's really there. It's really, really there. Okay. Anyway, guys, I gave you a lot of information tonight. Hopefully somebody learned something tonight from the talk that we had, right? I think that I shared enough information that we can all gain some knowledge. We can reflect on some of the things I talked about. And it wasn't that I was directing it towards anybody in particular, just out into the universe in general. Somebody's going to hear my voice. Not all of them, but maybe one or two people that heard what I said are going to really sit back and reflect. And they're going to say, you know what? This guy's got a point. Let me go into inner space and work on myself a little bit more, because I've got some trauma and some shadow work to do to get this out of me. I didn't realize it was there before until he mentioned it, but now I can actually see it. I can visualize what's going on, and I'm ready to make a change. And if one person does that, this podcast was well worth it, all right? Again, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. Atlanta, Detroit private mentoring meet and greet. Make sure you check that out. I can't wait to see you guys out there in Detroit. What up, doe? Then we got Houston, Texas, New York, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Don't forget about the Forbidden Conscious Awards coming up in August. Hopefully I see as many of you there as possible. Come meet me on the red carpet. And then, of course, the Forbidden Tour of Turkey, the Forbidden Tour of Egypt. Big year. We'll release the Forbidden Tour of Peru and the Forbidden Tour of Egypt 2025 next week or in a few days. And I'll let you guys know when you can register. As you know, everything sells out fast. So you're going to want to make sure you register ASAP. All right. Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all. Much love. And I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DaysFree. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.